This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, perfect for outdoor activities. As night falls, expect a warm evening throughout the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas is organizing pro-Palestinian protests and raising funds in the Netherlands. This comes from Dutch intelligence, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, a Hezbollah drone attack has forced thousands into shelters in northern Israel. The Israel Defense Forces responded with an interceptor missile. This news comes from JNS, reported 4 hours ago. Also this hour, Iran has proposed a deal to the U.S. to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and delay nuclear talks. This development was reported by Ynet this morning. Separately, a seismic shift in Israeli politics as opposition leaders Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett form a joint party. This story comes from Forward, reported earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu's court testimony was cancelled due to unspecified security reasons. This was reported by I-24 News 4 hours ago. From X, the latest. Jewish Warrior 13, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago about the elimination of Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya Eng, a major news outlet, reported that Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem rejects Lebanon's planned direct talks with Israel. This was posted 16 minutes ago. And Visegrad 24, a regional news aggregator, shared that Hezbollah's Naim Qassem categorically rejected direct negotiations with Israel. This post was from 20 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Hamas activities in the Netherlands. Dutch intelligence services have identified activities linked to Hamas, including raising funds and organizing protests. The Jerusalem Post highlights concerns about Iran's cyber programs targeting Europe. This revelation could strain Dutch-Israeli relations and European security policies. Turning to the Hezbollah drone attack. The incident prompted immediate action from the IDF, launching an interceptor missile. However, contact with the target was lost. JNS suggests this highlights growing tensions on Israel's northern border. The situation keeps communities on high alert. Meanwhile, Iran's proposal to the U.S. seeks to ease tensions over the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet reports that the offer includes delaying nuclear talks. This could be a strategic move to buy time, affecting global oil markets and diplomatic negotiations. Separately, the joint political party formed by Lapid and Bennett marks a significant development in Israeli politics. According to Forward, this alliance aims to challenge Netanyahu's leadership. Such a move could redefine the political landscape, impacting future policy directions. Finally, the cancellation of Netanyahu's testimony due to security concerns raises questions. I-24 News reports that the reasons remain unspecified. This development could have legal and political implications for the ongoing proceedings. On the economic front, first, Tenzai, an AI cybersecurity company, is expanding its leadership team. CTech reports that Gardico veterans Nathan Perdue and Ilan Stern have joined the company. This signals growth in Israel's tech sector. Separately, the States Basket initiative skips certain areas in Israel. Israel Hayom Business details how Carrefour's discounted products are not available beyond the Green Line. This could lead to regional economic disparities. And finally, Seva, a chip design technology company, experiences a strong rise in its share price. Globes reports a 68% increase in under a month. This reflects positive sentiment in the semiconductor industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.